Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout, as always, goes out to our extra duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, a special shout out also goes to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where it's got a lot of information on there, as well as the ability to be able to hear our radio show 24/7 and to talk to us if you want to send us a message over there. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
So, we don't know what's going to happen, obviously, in the Ukraine. We've had Macron come on and say, well, Vladimir Putin says that he doesn't really want to invade the Ukraine. We can't really take that with much more than a grain of salt. And then you wrote an article yesterday talking about the military and their frustration with the White House and several other things. What's going on?
The Washington Post had issued a FOIA request on documents with testimonies that included testimonies on the autopsy, if you will, of how we left Afghanistan.
Yep.
What's particularly fascinating in this is General Sullivan and several others were furious with the White House and the State Department on how they did not coordinate a cogent, logical exit.
Right.
It's really quite remarkable. Additionally, to keep Bagram functional, and State Department employees, as Kabul is falling, the military is going through the embassy office by office, and they've got State Department employees cowering in their offices drunk.
Mm.
So it's quite the summary that the Washington Post put out there. I would also say it's probably somewhat incomplete because there's a couple of things missing, and one of them certainly is the CIA.
Right.
The CIA had a fairly sizable footprint there. They didn't really mention either the concerns about the prisons that we not only had in Kabul, but also at Bagram. So there's some things that are missing, but nonetheless, the military was absolutely furious. So when you go back and you listen to what General McKenzie had to say, General Milley had to say, And in the White House, it certainly doesn't fit with what Washington Post published. But nonetheless, we've been bamboozled once again.
Well, yeah, and we're not surprised about that because we found out that, of course, the report is from the military that we did leave 9,000 American citizens, and they were American citizens, no doubt about it, in Afghanistan, and Biden knew it. Well, we got everyone out. Yeah, right. You and I both knew that wasn't true.
He also said we were going to stay until we got them out.
Right.
And we obviously didn't do that.
And we knew that wasn't true from the beginning. We knew that.
Yep.
So what now, Coach?
Yeah, well, I have no idea. You probably need to ask Jen Psaki. She seems to know all of it.
Well, you got to remember when she was talking about oil and whatnot, she threw in the clean energy superpower stuff. That was her answer to a question that she never did answer about oil.
Okay.
So I guess we shouldn't expect much of anything else, should we?
No. They reframe it. They package it. You know, they sidestep it.
Now, what do you
circle back?
What do you think about the Capitol Police story that came out about them going into some congressional representatives' offices, Republicans mainly, and going in there snooping around and asking questions and this, that, and the other? What do you think about all that? That's really kind of weird.
Well, that's a Stasi tactic. But here's the fascinating thing: they were dressed as construction workers. They didn't go in there dressed as Capitol Police.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they were really trying to muck it up.
Yes. They saw some things on one of the congressmen from Texas on his whiteboard, and they took a picture of it, and then they started challenging even the staffer. So it's not a matter of the Congressman Nell is alleging this. It actually happened.
Uh-huh. Jeez. Well, you know.
Pelosi.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. Yep. The police chief extraordinaire. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And this is a Wednesday, so coming up in the next hour, you'll hear from retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And I'm back with more. And this portion of my conversation with Janice Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, you may have heard of Geico. Geico has been saving people money for 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, don't forget that Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, also can help you get insurance for other things that you might happen to have. For example, you can get coverage for the motorcycle you've got, ATV, boat, or RV, along with that car or truck that you're driving. And don't forget also, by the way, don't forget also that if you have a home, you can do your homeowner's policy there. If you rent, you can do your renter's policy there. If you have a condo, you can do your condo insurance there. And if you bundle all that together, you will save a lot of money. I know because I've done that myself, because I do have a policy with them. So there you go. Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Janice Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Let me see here. I think it's Ian. Okay, Ian, what's your question?
I got a comment and a question, and I want to post my comment and question, then I'm going to hang up. But the first thing I want to say is I'm not trying to put you guys on the spot or be argumentative, but here's the comment. I just got done listening to your report. You seem to be agitating for war with Russia over Ukraine, which is of no interest to us whatsoever. That being said, and then you moved over to the spying thing at the Capitol. I mean, look, let's put it this way, to paraphrase Muhammad Ali, Putin never called me a terrorist. Putin never called me a deplorable or a white supremacist to try to take my job away. Why the hell should we go fight Russia over Ukraine and there's nothing but dirtiness? That's dirtied up place with politicians of both parties taking bribes. Why do you seem to be agitating for war with Russia? The people that are oppressing me, that are calling me enemies, are the people that run this government. I'm going to hang up and listen to your response.
I don't think I ever said anything agitating about war. That's not what I'm doing. I report a news story, but I don't mention anything like that.
Well, I mean, nobody wants to have any kind of military conflict with Russia.
No.
That's the first thing.
Or anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, true. But I would say this. We wouldn't be where we are if, in fact, a year ago, the Biden administration was doing the right thing, mm-hmm. not only for Ukraine and not only against Putin, because let's not forget, I said this a couple of times. Where in the world has the West pushed back against Putin when, in fact, he poisoned and killed, assassinated people? Anybody mm-hmm. remember that one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Was there any kind of consequence for when Russia shot down a commercial airliner in Ukraine? Mm-hmm. Anybody remember that one?
Yep, 300 some odd lives.
Mm-hmm. What about all the hacking, including the Colonial Pipeline? Mm-hmm. What about the times that his aircraft was not only buzzing our aircraft, challenging our airspace in Alaska, but they're also doing it in the Mediterranean? And
yeah.
the Black Sea.
Yeah.
I mean, those are just, so if there's no consequence then for Putin to take over Crimea, for Putin to take over Belarus, Serbia, Ukraine, where does he stop?
Mm-hmm.
So there hasn't been any kind of consequence. So I'm not advocating for war. I'm advocating for a discipline and a consequence. As for, you know, the people that hate us here in the United States, well, yes. it's really quite remarkable if you start adding up all the things that government, not only at the local, state, and federal level, has done against just basic citizens.
Right.
It's really on display in a big, huge way with what Canada is doing with these truckers. Canada's beginning to, some of the provinces are beginning to crack here a little bit, and that's fine.
Yep.
But for what our own government has done is really kind of unspeakable. It's utterly unspeakable, especially when it comes to whistleblowers, especially when it comes to Stasi tactics and obviously what they did on January the 6th, because we know there were informants and operatives in that crowd. And then what they're doing to members of Congress. And by the way, it didn't begin and end with the Capitol Police going into Congressman Nell's office. Louis Gohmert's mail had been rerouted to the Justice Department, and it was open at the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
His mail from constituents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's illegal.
Yeah. It is.
So, we kind of forget what the abuses of government. I mean, they're long, broad, and wide. And so, I do give Ian a hat tip for, you know, keeping that on the top line for sure.
Mm. Yeah. Well, again, we report, you decide. And, you know, I try to be accurate when I report something, and I don't add any words to what the story says, which is, again, let me go back to this Capitol Police thing. The U.S. Capitol Police are under fire after the USCP Inspector General opened an investigation into allegations that the department illegally entered the offices of several GOP members of Congress.
They did this on a Saturday
mm-hmm.
when they thought the door was allegedly unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't think anybody was in the office. Turns out that there was. Then they actually went back and they challenged a couple of the staffers in there. So mm-hmm. it's really an outrage.
and they interviewed GOP staffers, took photos of documents that were protected under congressional rules. And in a Twitter thread, this Representative Troy Nels from Texas, who I watched the interview on Fox television last night, alleged that his office was one of several GOP offices that had been illegally entered and searched by the United States Capitol Police. And as you reported, they weren't identified as police. They were looked like they were construction workers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fact.
So here we go again. And again, Nancy Pelosi, because she is in charge of the Capitol Police, that's one of her responsibilities, she has to know what's going on.
They essentially work for her.
Right.
So they wouldn't have done it, you know, without some kind of guidance in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. So what's the answer, Chief?
Well, the answer is we're all going to have to sit around and wait for an inspector general to do an investigation and then a report. You know, things move pretty slowly in Washington, D.C. So, I believe that we are probably making some TV commercials out of this one real fast for campaigns. You'll be seeing that one coming up soon.
And of course, if we do take back the House in November, then we can be in the driver's seat, so to speak.
Yeah, I would think.
By the way, Joe Rogan is a story just popped up here on my screen. Joe Rogan speaks out. He says, this is a political hit job being done on me.
Yeah, that kind of goes without saying.
Yep. And, of course, again, there's companies that are trying to recruit him now because we do know that Rumble was trying to get him away from where he was at over there. So we'll see.
Yep, we'll see. I think he is staying his ground, but, you know, this thing I think is being... let's not forget, too, that I think it was the White House that got involved in this and picked up the phone and had an interesting conversation with Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of instigated this, too.
I can't prove that, but I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah. Now, in pursuing a manufactured crisis going into the 2022 midterm elections, here we go. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is setting the stage and declaring a heightened terrorism threat due to the false and misleading narratives, misinformation, and conspiracy theories. And they're setting things up to where they'll have more security involved and make it maybe just a little bit more difficult to walk up and cast your normal vote, you think?
I'm ready,
Jason. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. To be continued. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, we're going to give our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News.
The GOP discussed the dangers of fentanyl on Tuesday, calling on solutions like securing the border and supporting law enforcement.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. skateboarder and YouTuber Josh Newman was one of four people killed when a sightseeing plane crashed into a lake in Iceland after the aircraft disappeared on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you about that. But in the meantime, check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, here's more about them in their own words.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
You bet. And you've heard me say this for years. The National Aviation Academy is the place where you can go, take the tour of their facility, and become a highly trained and a highly paid certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, their website, of course, is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But what I suggest everybody does is you write down this phone number, 800 800- 659-2080. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Write down that phone number and then call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which happens to be up there just outside Boston. So either way, ask to take the tour and call them at 800-659-2080 to make that happen. Now, a Washington think tank says it's identified a military base close to North Korea's border with China that's likely intended for the stationing of intercontinental ballistic missiles, according to North Korea, that will be capable of reaching the United States. We'll see what happens there. But that's the latest out of North Korea. Now, we talked about Walter Reed. We talked about the base barracks. We had a very heartfelt call from a lady who had experience with being there at Walter Reed because of her husband. And we get this report now that the movement of troops began a day after a Navy Times investigative report revealed how some of the junior sailors and soldiers had been living without hot water and other basic amenities in those buildings for years. Well, now they're moving them out of there into suitable quarters, and supposedly they're going to repair whatever the problem is where they were to begin with. All I can say to that is, it's about time. In addition, a story about the Marine Corps and the Army working together here. The Marine Corps said it desperately needs a new type of vessel called a light amphibious warship that can rapidly conduct beach landings in the Western Pacific to deliver troops and missile firing vehicles. Well, guess who's got those vehicles? The United States Army. So, Army vessels could be transferred to the Marines to counter the Chinese threat. We'll see if that happens or not. I'm sure it will. And now, have you seen the video, by the way, of the harrowing F-35 crash aboard the carrier Carl Vinson? Naval Air Forces have confirmed that there's been an unauthorized release of video footage from flight deck cameras aboard the Vinson that put that video out there for the public to see, and it never should have been released. So whoever did that is going to be in big trouble, for sure. We'll see, to be continued. Now, $350 million is being set aside for the Hawaii water contamination crisis included in the latest stopgap bill. The funding bill is giving the Defense Department some $350 million to address the issue and get it taken care of once and for all. We'll see what happens. You might have heard me say on Monday's show, President Joe Biden said it would be wise for unauthorized, non-essential employees to leave the Ukraine, and all family members of diplomats in the Ukraine have already been ordered to do so. We'll see what happens there, since it's obviously our military feels that something could happen any day with no warning. Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin promised not to carry out new military initiatives near Ukraine for the time being as a precursor to possible de-escalation. This is coming from the French president's office, President Macron. We'll see if that works or not. To be determined. And we're hearing that ISIS is regrouping and expanding despite the death of its leader in a U.S. raid. They always seem to pop up with somebody else. Now, the Biden administration celebrated its killing of the leader of ISIS this week, but there are signs that the terror network is regrouping, expanding far outside of its Middle East stronghold, and potentially poised to strike American targets just about anywhere in the world. We'll see. Now, the United States called on North Korea to defund its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and prioritize the needs of its own people, as Russia and China blame sanctions for worsening the humanitarian situation in the hermit Asian state of North Korea. Now, several hundred U.S. troops from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and the 82nd Airborne have arrived in Poland and Germany amidst the rising tensions in Europe over Russian armed forces massing at the Ukraine border. Again, as I said, they are not hardline combat troops. They are specialized troops that are there for reasons other than just pick up a weapon and shoot it at somebody. Now, the Joint Base McGuire, Dix, and Lakehurst, located in New Jersey, is one of two bases that remain open to process the final 7,000 Afghan evacuees. We have more coming now as a result of what transpired over the weekend. And we still have some groups that are going over there to escort those people out, 300-400 at a time, whatever they can get. Now, the Navy, the Pentagon's new software modernization strategy, calls for establishing an enterprise-level software factory and an ecosystem to boot to make the tools and notifications used by the development hubs a more regular part of doing business. Don't know how that's going to work out, but they're going to try it. To be continued. All right, we're coming back with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Boy, we got some financial stuff to talk about tonight. Can't wait. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski to Watch Talk on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura is part of the Moss Family Automotive System, along with the Nissan dealers that they have. But Moss Acura is very unique in that if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love the Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the all-new Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this vehicle by far and away the leader in its class. Now, it has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and, yep, heated seats, too. And, boy, that feels fantastic. Now, don't forget, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, don't forget, they honor all those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, Goldman Sachs came out and made a comment yesterday about the shortages that we've got. They said, this is a molecule crisis. We're out of everything. Are we?
Well, we're out of a lot of things. There's no doubt about it. I mean, your supply chains are an absolute disaster, and it's affecting other areas of the economy as well. And you've seen commodity prices go up. It's making housing prices go up. You've got Ford shutting down a bunch of their plants just because they don't have the chips and everything that they need to actually build cars. So it is highly problematic. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, they're sitting over there now at the Windsor border crossing, the most the busiest border crossing in the country, where they got it blocked in both directions at the moment with the truckers.
That's a response to the whole COVID nonsense in Canada and pushing back in regard. 85% of their truckers are fully vaccinated. I mean, this is a job where you're spending most of your time by yourself inside a cab. I don't understand what the problem is, but that's basically the pushback that they're getting.
The problem is some of the regulations that were tossed in there by the DOT, amongst other things, which really make it tough. All right.
It's insanity. It really is. It's the fact that they continue to push all of these ridiculous, lockdowns. I mean, people are just exhausted. I mean, we still have the signs up here at stores. You have to wear a mask going in. But I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I walk in most places. Most people aren't doing it.
Yeah, well, you mentioned about Ford and about the chip problem there. Now, Ford is planning to suspend the production of their vehicles starting this week, by the end of the week, including the Ford Bronco, which is a brand-new market, brand-new vehicle back out on the market again, doing very well, I might say, with some of the sales, the popular F-150 pickup and the new Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle at its plants in Michigan, Illinois, and, get this, Mexico.
Yeah, like I said, they're shutdowns because they just don't have the chips and other items as well that go into the cars. And it doesn't bode well. This is all self-inflicted wounds that we've done to ourselves, and we've got to get out of our own way at some point in time.
Now, Americans now say, in the poll that I'm looking at here, 70% say that it's never been a worse time to try to buy a home in America.
I think it's very, very, I think the prices are absolutely absurd. They really are. Full disclosure, I'm looking for a home. My youngest son is a sophomore in high school. I got a couple more years of high school, and then I'm going to be moving back down your way. Looking around at prices, and I don't have to buy anything right now. It's insanity, and I'm looking more towards, buying land and then building something because, it's going to take some time and I can wait. The prices, I will overpay for things, so it's my nature. I'm not going to look, and I see right now, the prices are absurd. They really are. And, one of the reasons is, again, you take a look at the expense in actually building at this point in time. And the fact that the inventory's gone. Americans added $1 trillion in debt this past year.
That's
and a
right.
lot of that mortgages.
Yeah. By the way, if you wanted to find a crack pipe or maybe some other drug measures, you could do that easy enough.
I read that story yesterday, and I thought it was off the Babylon Bee. It's like one of those things you can't even believe what you're reading. Yeah, I remember back in the day where, Nancy Reagan and Just Say No to Crack and television, great television shows like The Wire and, whatnot, and how you would be fighting against this. Now we're buying drug addicts their own drug paraphernalia with our tax dollars. It makes guys like myself really happy that I spend so much money and send so much money to Washington, D.C. that I know that I'm going to be buying drug paraphernalia for people.
Now, the House yesterday approved legislation to fund the government for another while, but they also eased the budget strains on the Postal Service, who always runs out of money.
Well, again, it always runs out of money based upon the way that it's run. I think that, the Postal Service should, at least have a mandate to break even. I think that that's important. I don't think that it's something we should constantly dump money in. I'm the same way in my belief system in regards to Amtrak. These government, sponsored things, and I understand the importance of the Postal Service, but if you have to raise your prices, you're going to have to raise your prices.
Sure.
If you have to deals, you're going to have to do that. I think that, there's nothing wrong with, if you want to say it's a government service, I think it at least should, run at a break-even point, and you should do everything to make that happen.
And for some reason, Amtrak years ago was never set up to make a profit, ever.
Well, it's, again, you're getting Republicans and Democrats. Like, they got to have the train going through their town, and we subsidize lines that just, quite frankly, in 2022, just they don't make any sense. I mean, to have a train line that goes from Los Angeles to New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
I mean, is that really necessary? Do we really need to subsidize that? It doesn't make any sense. It's funny. You got lines that do. You got areas where there's a high concentration of people. And some of these are some of the lines that are most run down. In particular, the Northeast Corridor. You've got Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington. Quite frankly, that's where the money is made there because of the amount of riders that you have. Other places, if people aren't riding those trains, if it doesn't make sense, I think you're going to have to move on.
Right. Now, the FBI arrested a couple yesterday for allegedly trying to launder some $4.5 billion in cryptocurrency.
I started looking into this story. It was a hack. And this was several years ago, and they got this, there was, $4.5 billion worth of crypto or something like that.
Yep.
Looking into this and how they went about hacking this, I don't know, because I thought that it was supposed to be protected. Again, I scratch my head with this crypto stuff. I really do. I'm trying to get my arms around it. I find it interesting is that there's a lot of a large swath of the ads at the Super Bowl this weekend are going to be crypto company, crypto. And I'm saying to myself, if this was such a great investment, why do you need to advertise it?
Yeah.
Apple doesn't, advertise, buy my stock, buy Apple stock on commercials. They sell a certain product. Yeah, if your cryptocurrency was so good, if it was such a great idea, why do you have to advertise it? It just doesn't make sense to me. Something's rotten there.
Well, you're right. And, of course, we'll have to wait and see because money for nothing. A lot of cities are on this crypto push, drawing fans and critics both. They've been trying that for quite a while.
The reality is that the IRS cracks, the government cracks, Fed goes with it. Some sort of digital dollar, basically puts a lot of those things out of business.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. So take care and have a great day.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, check him out. And he and I are on a lot of the same stations here along the network. I'll be right back with Colonel Wright.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.